Hey, deep divers, ready to dive into a topic that quite literally keeps the world running?
I'd say it's more like the invisible engine that powers global trade.
Okay, I like that even better. Today, we're tackling logistics. And trust me, it's way more than just slapping a shipping label on a box.
You think that's simple? Logistics is what ensures you get your morning coffee from a far-off land, or that life-saving medicine right when it's needed. We'll be exploring this complex system, how it's evolved, the daily challenges it tackles, and increasingly, how it's intertwined with sustainability and technology.
All right, so let's unpack this. When most people think of logistics, they think shipping, but it's so much more than that, right?
Absolutely. Imagine it as like the intricate choreography of a ballet, making sure the right products are in the right place at the right time, all while keeping costs down. Logistics manages the whole journey, from sourcing those raw materials to that satisfying delivery confirmed notification.
So, a giant interconnected web, linking suppliers, manufacturers, and ultimately us, the consumers.
Precisely. Our source material dives into some of the core functions, each one playing a critical role. Transportation, obviously. But we've also got warehousing, where those goods are stored and managed. Then, inventory management. Are there enough products to meet demand? And order fulfillment, making sure orders are processed and delivered accurately.
I'm already getting a sense of the complexity.
And we haven't even touched on technology. It's revolutionizing how logistics operates.
Sounds like a massive puzzle with millions of pieces, especially when we're talking global logistics.
Exactly. And just like a puzzle, every piece needs to fit perfectly, particularly with international logistics. Things get really interesting when you factor in customs regulations. They vary from country to country. And tariffs, those taxes imposed on imported or exported goods.
It's a delicate dance.
It is a dance of compliance and strategy.
And I bet political instability around the world doesn't make things any easier.
You're telling me. Remember that trade war a few years back? Talk about adding a whole new layer of complexity to global supply chains. Companies were scrambling, trying to find alternative suppliers or adjust pricing.
All to stay competitive. Makes you realize how crucial a country's infrastructure is. And not just roads and ports, but reliable internet access, too.
For tracking shipments and processing orders, you mean?
Exactly.
It's crucial. A strong infrastructure is the backbone of any successful logistics network. Take a country like name of country with robust logistics infrastructure.
Okay, yeah.
Their well-maintained ports, their efficient rail network, and their advanced digital infrastructure have positioned them as a global logistics hub.
That's a great example. It's easy to overlook how much we rely on a seamless logistics system until something goes wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Remember the mention a relevant event that caused major supply chain disruptions. It just highlighted how vulnerable those global supply chains can be, even seemingly small
Ripple
disruptions.
effects.
Yeah, ripple effects across the world.
It's a good reminder that logistics is all about managing risk, finding ways to make the system resilient, adaptable. But how do you even begin to make a global system with so many moving parts more efficient?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? That's where logistics optimization comes in.
Okay, so what does that look like?
Businesses are always looking to streamline processes, reduce costs, and boost efficiency. And one really effective way to do that is by implementing pilot projects.
Pilot projects.
Yeah, like a trial run. Name a company. For example, they tested a new inventory management system in a single warehouse before, going nationwide. It's all about minimizing risk.
So dip your toes in the water before jumping in headfirst?
Exactly. Minimize risk. Gather valuable data, then you can make those large-scale changes. And then there are phased rollouts. Instead of a complete overhaul, companies implement changes in stages, allowing adjustments along the way.
I see. So you're constantly refining the process.
Yes. And then finally, we have full-scale deployments, where the new process or technology is implemented across the entire logistics operation. But that only happens after thorough testing and refinement, of course.
So it's like climbing a mountain step by step, making sure you have solid footing before taking the next step.
Exactly. It sounds like you've got the hang of this.
Well, I'm trying to keep up, but
Right.
I have a feeling technology plays a huge G role in all of this.
Yeah. Huge is an understatement.
Okay, so we're not just talking about ships and trucks anymore.
Right.
How is technology changing the game in logistics?
I say it's revolutionizing it. It's making everything faster, more efficient, more transparent. Take transportation management systems, TMS for short. Right. These are sophisticated software solutions. They're like air traffic control for your entire fleet of trucks, optimizing delivery routes in real time, considering traffic, weather, even fuel prices, to find the most efficient path.
Wow, so it's like having a co-pilot in every truck, constantly calculating, making adjustments on the fly.
You've got it. And then there are warehouse management systems, WMS.
Okay, I'm guessing those manage the warehouses.
You know it. Imagine a conductor leading an orchestra. But instead of musicians, it's robots, conveyor belts, and forklifts. That's WMS in action, optimizing everything that happens inside a warehouse. Tracking inventory levels, guiding workers, even managing storage space.
So TMS, the brain for transportation, and WMS, the brain for the warehouse.
You're getting it. All about maximizing efficiency, minimizing costs. But it goes even further. We're talking about AI, machine learning, being used to forecast demand.
Wow, so you can optimize inventory levels before you even need to order more.
Exactly. And then there's automating tasks like picking and packing, which frees up human workers for more complex tasks.
This is incredible. More efficient, more accurate, more data-driven than ever. But what about the environmental impact of all this?
That's a crucial question, and one that the industry is taking increasingly seriously.
Good.
Sustainability is no longer just a buzzword. It's a necessity. And thankfully, technology is playing a key role in making logistics more environmentally friendly.
So how exactly is technology making logistics greener? Are we talking solar-powered ships and electric delivery drones?
We're getting there. Electric delivery trucks are already hitting the streets, and companies are exploring alternative fuels.
Like hydrogen.
Like hydrogen, yeah. To power those long-haul journeys. But technology's impact on sustainability, it goes beyond just vehicles.
Interesting. So more than just swapping out diesel trucks for electric ones.
Much more. One major area is route optimization.
Okay. How does that work?
Remember those algorithms we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that create the most fuel-efficient routes, minimizing mileage, reducing emissions.
So instead of trucks idling in traffic, they're taking those back roads, timing deliveries to avoid congestion.
You got it. And it's not just trucks. Companies are optimizing their warehouse operations too. Energy-efficient lighting that adjusts based on daylight, smart thermostats for heating and cooling, even rainwater harvesting systems.
It's incredible how those small changes can make a big impact. Technology is key to making logistics more sustainable. But it's also a shift in mindset, right?
100%. Companies are realizing sustainability isn't just good for the planet. It's good for business. Consumers are choosing brands that align with their values.
A strong commitment to sustainability. It's a differentiator in a crowded market.
Exactly.
It makes you wonder why more companies haven't fully embraced sustainable practices. It seems like a no-brainer.
Right. It can be complex. Mm. Upfront costs are a factor.
I suppose so.
And often there's a perceived trade-off. Sustainability versus profitability.
I get it.
But many innovative companies are proving that you can be both profitable and environmentally responsible.
It's inspiring to see companies leading the charge, showing that sustainability is a must-have in today's world. Speaking of innovation, reverse logistics. Often overlooked, but incredibly important. What exactly is reverse logistics, and why should we care?
All right, picture this. You order shoes online, they arrive, you try them on, they don't fit. So what do?
Return them.
You return them. That process of a product moving back up the supply chain from you back to the retailer, that's reverse logistics in action.
So the return trip. But it's got to be more complicated than just slapping a return label on the box.
Oh, it's much more than that.
Yeah.
Processing returns, inspecting products. Can they be resold, repaired, refurbished, or do they need to be recycled or disposed of responsibly? And it's becoming increasingly important. E-commerce is booming, and consumers expect those seamless return experiences.
That's a logistical challenge, especially with the volume of online shopping these days. How does reverse logistics connect to sustainability?
Great question. Reverse logistics plays a crucial role in minimizing waste, reducing the environmental impact of our consumption habits.
Hold on.
So by efficiently processing those returns, finding ways to give those products a second life, companies reduce waste ending up in landfills.
Closing the loop, making it more circular.
Precisely. And consumers are noticing. They're more likely to support companies offering easy, eco-friendly return options. Companies committed to responsible product lifecycle management.
Sustainability isn't just about what we buy, but what we do with it after we're done with it. Reverse logistics is critical. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the things in logistics, but what about the people? What does all this mean for someone considering a career in logistics?
It's not all truck drivers and warehouse workers, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, they're a vital part, but yeah, I'm sensing there's more.
There's a lot more. The field is incredibly diverse, a wide range of career paths. You could be a supply chain analyst, a logistics coordinator, a sustainability specialist.
A tech wizard developing cutting-edge logistics software.
You got it.
All right. Let's say I'm intrigued by the idea of being a logistics coordinator. What does that actually involve?
Think of a logistics coordinator like, the conductor of an orchestra.
Okay, I'm listening.
Making sure all those moving parts of the supply chain work together in harmony. Planning, managing transportation of goods, coordinating with suppliers, carriers, negotiating rates, tracking shipments, making sure deliveries happen on time and within budget.
Sounds pretty demanding.
It's fast-paced, dynamic, requires serious organizational skills, attention to detail, and the ability to think on your feet.
And stay calm under pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So logistics coordinator, it's a growing field.
Definitely. With e-commerce, globalization, and those increasingly complex supply chains, the demand for skilled logistics professionals is skyrocketing, especially logistics coordinators. It's a field bursting with opportunities, especially for those passionate about problem solving, efficiency, making sure the world keeps running smoothly.
It's a lot of responsibility. Speaking of which, warehouse management, huge part of logistics. What's so high tech about managing those massive buildings filled with rows and rows of shelves?
Think about the sheer volume of goods moving in and out of those warehouses every day. Receiving, sorting, storing, picking, packing, shipping, and all while keeping track of every single item. That's where technology comes in, providing the tools to manage these complex operations with precision and efficiency.
Okay, now you've piqued my curiosity. What are we talking about here? Give me some examples.
One of the most significant advancements, warehouse management systems, WMS for short.
WMS, right, we talked about that briefly before. It's like having a super efficient, tech-savvy conductor for the whole warehouse operation.
You got it. WMS tracks inventory levels in real time, optimizes storage space, automates tasks like picking and packing, and even analyzes data to find areas for improvement. It's like having a digital brain controlling the whole warehouse, ensuring everything runs smoothly.
So WMS is the ultimate multitasker.
Precisely. And it's not just software. We're also seeing amazing advances in hardware. Automation technologies that are revolutionizing warehousing.
Like robots.
Like robots. Gliding through aisles, effortlessly lifting and moving those heavy pallets, transporting goods with incredible precision and speed.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It's already happening. And these advances aren't just about efficiency. They're also making work environments safer and more ergonomic.
Okay, so that's a huge plus. But what about inventory management? How do you make sure those warehouses are stocked with the right stuff at the right time?
Inventory management is a balancing act, having enough to meet demand, but not too much that you're tying up capital or ending up with obsolete stock.
A delicate balance.
That's a great way to put it. And technology is key to achieving that balance. Inventory management software uses historical data, sales trends, market insights to predict future demand.
That's incredibly valuable.
It is. It helps avoid those dreaded stockouts when you're caught off guard by a surge in demand.
Been there. Definitely don't want to be there again.
No one does. And it works both ways. It prevents overstocking, which can lead to waste, storage costs, and even product obsolescence, especially for things with quickly changing trends or perishable goods.
So inventory management software really is a game changer.
It is. And beyond software, we've got advancements in tracking technology like RFID tags and sensors, real-time visibility into inventory levels and locations.
So much data.
Right. But with that data, businesses can optimize their practices, reduce waste, improve efficiency across the board.
It's incredible how much precision and efficiency technology brings to the table. But all those products, what about the packaging? Any innovations happening in logistics packaging?
All the time. Packaging plays a huge GE role, and it has to constantly evolve to meet the demands of a globalized supply chain, not to mention sustainability.
What kind of trends are we seeing?
Well, first and foremost, product protection. Packaging has to be tough enough to withstand transportation. Bumpy roads, turbulent flights, rough handling. No one wants to receive a damaged product.
First impressions are everything.
Right. So we're seeing advancements in packaging materials, super strong cardboard, innovative cushioning to protect against impacts and vibrations.
What about making sure that packaging is easy to move around?
That's huge. Packaging needs to be designed for efficient handling, easy to move, easy to stack, easy to transport for both humans and robots.
Optimizing that flow.
Exactly. And that ties into space utilization. In logistics, every square inch is valuable. Trucks, containers, warehouse shelves. So compact and stackable packaging is key. It's like logistics Tetris, but with real-world consequences.
I can only imagine. So it's a balancing act. Protection, efficiency, and minimizing that environmental impact. Speaking of which, how is sustainability influencing things?
It's a major driving force. Consumers want eco-friendly options, and businesses are stepping up. Moving away from single-use plastics, exploring sustainable alternatives.
Like what?
Recycled cardboard, biodegradable plastics, even plant-based packaging materials. Things like mushrooms and seaweed.
Mushrooms and seaweed. Now that's creative.
Right. And it's not just about the materials. There's a trend towards minimalist packaging designs as well. Using less material overall. Reducing waste. Some companies are even going with reusable packaging systems. Returned and reused for multiple shipments.
That's amazing. So much innovation in the name of sustainability. Okay, let's talk about tracking. We touched on it briefly, but I'm really curious to learn more about logistics tracking.
It's becoming more and more important, especially with e-commerce. Yeah. Man, that demand for transparency, real-time information.
I'll admit, I'm one of those people who obsessively tracks their online orders. But why is it so crucial from a logistics perspective?
For one thing, it gives a level of transparency and control we never had before.
How so?
Businesses can track the movement of their goods in real time, from the factory to the customer's doorstep, like a GPS tracker on every single shipment.
So you always know where your stuff is.
And so do your customers, which gives them peace of mind, manages expectations, and definitely cuts down on those "where's my package" calls.
Makes sense. Tracking empowers both sides, shared understanding.
Exactly, and it goes beyond just location. We now have technology that monitors environmental conditions during transit. Temperature, humidity, all that, making sure sensitive goods like pharmaceuticals are transported under the right conditions.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Essential for quality control and customer satisfaction.
Logistics tracking has come a long way. So much data, so many moving parts. How do you even begin to manage it all?
That's where logistics management comes in.
Logistics management. All right, break it down for me.
It's the art and science of orchestrating the entire flow of goods, from sourcing raw materials to delivering that finished product. Coordinating all those moving parts, minimizing costs, maximizing customer satisfaction.
Sounds like a massive undertaking.
It is.
What are the key elements of effective logistics management?
Planning is critical. Everything starts with a solid plan. Outlining the whole process, considering transportation, warehousing, inventory, delivery timeframes, all while aligning with business strategy and goals.
So you're strategizing the journey of those goods from start to finish.
Exactly. But it's not just about making a plan, it's also about being flexible.
Because things happen.
They do. Unexpected events like weather, traffic, even political instability can throw a wrench in the works.
That's where those contingency plans come in.
You got it. Effective logistics managers are always thinking ahead, anticipating problems, developing backup plans. It's about being proactive, making sure those goods keep moving.
So it's problem solving as much as planning.
It's both. And don't forget coordination. Logistics managers are like the central hub, coordinating with suppliers, carriers, warehouse operators, internal teams. Everyone has to be on the same page.
Making sure all those gears are meshing smoothly.
Precisely. Then there's control. You need constant monitoring of the whole process, tracking those shipments, monitoring inventory, analyzing data to find bottlenecks, making adjustments to optimize the flow.
Having your finger on the pulse.
Yes, and always optimizing. Logistics management is about continuous improvement. Always searching for ways to be faster, more efficient, more cost-effective.
Finding those incremental improvements that really add up.
You got it. Whether it's optimizing routes, streamlining warehouse operations, implementing new technologies.
Logistics management sounds challenging.
It is. But it's also incredibly rewarding. It requires strategic thinking, problem solving, a real passion for efficiency.
And a high tolerance for caffeine, I'm guessing.
Probably.
So with ABC analysis, you're basically prioritizing those VIP products, making sure those warehouse shelves are always stocked.
Exactly. Work smarter, not harder, right? And speaking of warehouses, layout is everything. A well-designed layout can be a game changer, minimizing all that time wasted, zigzagging through aisles.
So it's like, what, designing a perfectly choreographed dance floor for those warehouse workers and robots?
I like that. Well-organized warehouse. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of beautiful, let's not forget accuracy in inventory management. Regular cycle counting is key.
Cycle counting. Refresh my memory.
So instead of shutting down the entire operation for a full inventory count, which, by the way, name of well-known company, famously did.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
It led to weeks of shipping delays. Not a good look.
Ouch.
Right. With cycle counting, you're just counting a small portion of inventory regularly. Much more efficient.
Makes sense. Catch those discrepancies early on, like those regular checkups we should all be getting.
Exactly. Make adjustments in real time. Avoid those inventory headaches down the road.
It's amazing how much of a difference something so simple can make.
Absolutely. Effective inventory management, it's a combination of things. Accurate forecasting, real-time tracking, strategic warehouse layout, regular cycle counting, a holistic view, and always optimizing.
Speaking of optimizing, let's talk inbound logistics. What is that exactly?
Okay, picture a river flowing into a lake. That river. That's your inbound logistics. The steady stream of goods and materials flowing into your business from your suppliers.
And just like a river, it needs to be managed.
Exactly. Too much flow, you get flooding. Too little, you have a drought. Inbound logistics needs planning and execution to keep everything running smoothly.
So no droughts or floods in the warehouse.
Exactly. And one of the most critical parts, supplier selection. This is huge EE. It's like choosing your teammates for a championship game.
You want the best of the best.
Absolutely. Reliable partners, high-quality products, on time, within budget.
It's not just about the cheapest option.
Nope. You need suppliers who share your values, your commitment to quality, efficiency, the whole package.
Right. So you've got your all-star team of suppliers. Then what?
Transportation optimization. Finding the most cost-effective, efficient ways to move those goods from point A to point B.
Trucks, trains, planes, how do you choose?
Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's a combination. It's all about optimizing those routes, minimizing distance, time, and of course, costs.
Finding that sweet spot between speed, cost, and reliability.
Exactly. And once those goods arrive, you need a smooth and efficient receiving and warehousing process. Inspecting goods, verifying quantities, updating those inventory records.
It's like a well-choreographed dance, getting everything in the right spot.
I like it. And of course, technology is essential for optimizing inbound logistics. TMS for tracking shipments in real time, WMS for streamlining receiving, automating inventory, even directing those warehouse workers.
Bringing that visibility and control.
Yes. Effective inbound logistics, strategic planning, strong supplier relationships, efficient transportation, seamless receiving, and, you guessed it, the intelligent use of technology.
It's all connected.
It really is. And since we're on the topic of connections, let's talk about something crucial yet often overlooked. Data accuracy.
Data accuracy. I have a feeling this is more important and maybe more complex than it sounds.
You're right on the money. It's tempting to overlook, but in logistics, it's everything, the foundation.
Okay, so bad data, what happens?
Think of a house with a shaky foundation. Cracks, right? Inaccurate data, that leads to a domino effect. Incorrect inventory, missed shipments, late deliveries, unhappy customers, you name it.
So it's about making sure that the information flowing through the system is accurate, reliable, clean.
Exactly. Every decision depends on it.
Yeah.
What to order, when to ship, how much to charge, when to expect that delivery. It all hinges on good data.
Makes those logistics professionals who manage all that data even more important. How can businesses improve their data accuracy?
Automate data entry as much as possible. Humans are great, but we make mistakes.
Especially with these massive amounts of data.
Right. Automating reduces the risk of error, improves accuracy and efficiency, and then there's data validation. Basically, you're putting systems in place that automatically check the data.
For accuracy, consistency.
You got it. It's like a spell checker, but for your data. Catches those typos and inconsistencies.
I love that analogy. Okay, so we're reducing human error. What else?
Data cleansing. Not the most glamorous, I'll admit, but so important. Going through existing data, identifying and correcting errors. It's like spring cleaning, but for your data.
Getting rid of those dust bunnies.
Exactly. And finally, you need a culture of data quality. Train employees on best practices. Emphasize the importance of accuracy at all levels.
So it's everyone's responsibility, not just the IT department.
100%. Implement these strategies and you're well on your way to better decision-making, more efficient operations, and let's be honest, happier customers.
Data accuracy, the unsung hero of logistics. Okay, so much to think about, but I want to circle back to something we keep coming back to, efficiency. How do you squeeze every last drop of efficiency out of those logistics operations?
I love that image. Squeezing out inefficiencies. It's about optimizing every single stage, right from the source to the customer's doorstep.
And I'm sensing that technology plays a major role here too.
Absolutely. In today's world, it's the key. Take transportation management systems, for example.
TMS, those intelligent algorithms finding the best routes, saving time, fuel, money.
Yes, like a digital co-pilot, analyzing data, making those real-time decisions to keep things moving.
So, TMS for transportation. What about inside the warehouse?
Warehouse management systems, or WMS, that's your conductor, orchestrating that symphony of automation, managing inventory, optimizing storage, streamlining picking and packing. WMS brings a level of precision we could only dream of before.
Okay, so we've got TMS for the road, WMS for the warehouse. It's incredible how much automation is happening in logistics. But what about the people?
Another great question. While technology is transforming the industry, it's not about replacing humans. It's about making us better.
Augmenting our capabilities.
Exactly. Letting us focus on those tasks that require creativity, critical thinking, those uniquely human skills.
Finding that synergy between human ingenuity and technology.
You said it. And you know what? That human element, more important than ever when it comes to logistics visibility.
We've talked about visibility, but why is it so crucial now?
Imagine being able to track your pizza delivery in real time. You see it all, from dough to your doorstep. That's the level of visibility logistics technology offers today.
That's amazing. You know exactly where your goods are every step of the way.
Yes. Real-time, end-to-end view of your supply chain. Location, movement, estimated arrival. You're in the know.
It's like having X-ray vision for your shipments.
I love that. And this is crucial, especially as supply chains become more complex. Goods, crisscrossing continents, changing hands multiple times.
So much can happen on that journey.
Exactly. And with real-time visibility, you can identify and address issues faster. Shipment delayed, truck breakdown, port disruption. You see it, you assess, you find solutions, minimize the impact.
So it's about being proactive.
Right. And it improves communication and collaboration. Everyone's on the same page, looking at the same real-time data.
Working together to overcome those inevitable challenges.
Yes. And ultimately, this leads to better decision-making across the board. When you have a clear picture of what's happening, you can make more informed choices. Inventory, transportation, pricing, customer service, everything.
It's about leveraging data for efficiency.
Exactly. And that brings us to another critical aspect we need to talk about. Logistics transportation security.
Right. We can't forget about that. We've covered efficiency, sustainability, visibility, but none of it matters if those goods aren't reaching their destinations safely and securely.
Exactly. Security is non-negotiable. It's about safeguarding goods throughout their entire journey. And these days, the threats are constantly evolving.
What are some of the biggest security challenges in logistics?
Cargo theft is a big one. It's a global problem. Everything from electronics to pharmaceuticals to food and beverages. And it's not just about stealing entire truckloads. Pilferage is on the rise.
Stealing smaller amounts from warehouses or even delivery trucks.
Exactly. So it's a constant battle. And it's not just about physical security. Cybersecurity is more important than ever.
Because so much of logistics relies on technology.
Right. Tracking, payments, communication. A cyber attack could disrupt everything, compromise data, even bring the entire supply chain to a standstill.
That's a scary thought.
It is. And then, of course, there are natural disasters, political unrest, even pandemics, as we've all recently experienced. These can cause huge disruptions, which is why contingency plans are so important.
So many factors to consider. It's a reminder that logistics isn't just about moving boxes. It's about navigating a complex and constantly changing world.
Absolutely. Agility and adaptability are key. Logistics transportation security needs a multi-layered approach. Physical security, cybersecurity, risk assessments, background checks, partnerships with law enforcement.
It takes a village.
It really does. It's about creating a culture of security.
So that everyone understands the importance of their role in keeping those goods safe.
Exactly. It's an ongoing challenge. But by being proactive, taking a comprehensive approach, we can minimize those risks and keep those supply chains moving.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it. Behind every product we use, every purchase we make, there's this intricate network
of people, processes, technologies, all working behind the scenes
to make it all happen. Next time I see a delivery truck, I'll definitely have a new appreciation for everything that went into making that delivery possible.
I think that's a great takeaway. Logistics is everywhere, even when we don't see it. It connects us all. It facilitates trade, drives innovation. It's the invisible engine that keeps the world running.
I love that. Well said. This has been an amazing journey into the world of logistics, the challenges, the innovations, the people who make it all happen.
I agree. And it's an industry that never stands still. It's constantly evolving.
Always adapting to new technologies, consumer demands, and of course, that growing need for sustainability.
A dynamic field with a bright future.
And a field with tons of opportunities for anyone who's passionate about problem-solving, efficiency, and making the world a better place.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
To all our listeners, stay curious, keep exploring.
And never underestimate the power of logistics.
Until next time, keep on diving deep.